Vanessa Levenstein took a look at the revised standard edition of the complete psychological works of Sigmund Freud. The original translation was by James Strachey. This has been revised, supplemented now, and edited by Mark Solms. So Mark Solms is known for the integration of contemporary neuroscience with psychoanalytic methods and theories. He's also known for his discovery of the four brain mechanisms of dreaming. I'm so fascinated by dreaming. He is the director of neuropsychology at the University of Cape Town and Groote Schuur Hospital. He's the science director of the American Psychoanalytic Association, and he's the co-chair of the International Neuropsychoanalysis Society. So how he found the time to edit the revised standard edition of the complete psychological works of Sigmund Freud is beyond me. It's very impressive. And how he found the time to be interviewed by Vanessa is also beyond me. Welcome to the show, Vanessa Levenstein, and welcome to the show, Mark Solms, and I guess welcome to the show, Sigmund Freud.
The long-awaited revised standard edition of the complete psychological works of Sigmund Freud, original translation by James Strachey, has been revised, supplemented, and edited by Mark Solms. We're so delighted to have him on Book Choice. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
The project started 30 years ago, 24 volumes later. How does it feel to have completed this mammoth task?
It's an enormous relief, but I have to tell you, when I took on this task in 1994, literally, as you say, 30 years ago, I had no idea it was going to take me this long. So I'm not sure how enthusiastic I would have been if I had known what I was letting myself in for, and therefore now I feel nothing but relief.
How did it affect your psyche being so closely bound up with this material for so long?
You know, I had, if you'll excuse the way I put it, many conversations with Freud over the last 30 years, because what you have to do in order to translate somebody is you have to read every single word and sentence that they write, and then try to clarify in your own mind, what is this guy trying to say here? You know, what is the idea behind this sentence? What is the idea that's cloaked in these words? And then try to convey that idea in your own language. So I feel that I really have gotten to know Freud and understand Freud, if I may say so, better than anyone. I really think I do understand Freud better than anyone.
I'm sure you do, which leads me to my next question. If you had a hotline to him, what would you ask him if you could quickly phone him up and say, Siggy, just quickly tell me what you meant by that?
I think if it had to be a quick conversation, I would tell him about those things that modern science has led us to different conclusions from his own. You know, there are a few things that I think are questionable in Freud's theories in the light of modern findings. And I'd like to know what he thinks about those findings and if he would revise his ideas on those points.
You became very close to Freud. So were there times you wanted to tweak him slightly to make him more palatable to people or change his ideas sort of secretly without telling anyone?
Yeah, that's a very serious temptation. It starts with rather subtle matters like, you know, the points that he makes not entirely clearly where I felt, if I could just reword this, you know, I could make the point that I think he's trying to make here in a slightly clearer way than he makes it in the German. And of course, you have to resist that temptation because your job as a translator is not to improve on what the person has written, but rather to faithfully convey it, you know, in the language you're translating into. But there were more concrete instances of that kind where Freud used words which to the modern ear are offensive. And I emphasize to the modern era because Freud in his own time was an extremely progressive and enlightened guy. But still, you know, 100-odd years later, many of these words, they don't land well. So the kinds of things that I have in mind is when he speaks of indigenous people in Africa and in Australasia and so on, he speaks of primitive people. So those days, that was the kind of word you would use. But of course, you know, people are in one culture or no more primitive than people in another culture. So it kind of really jars. But you have to translate what Freud wrote. He said primitive, you know, so that's what you've got to say. It's unsettling, but there's nothing to be done about it.
Well, presumably people will read it in the context of the time.
Yes. I made a little footnote here and there to that effect, saying, you know, acknowledging that, of course, these terms are offensive. But in Freud's day, that's how people spoke.
The father of psychoanalysis has received both reverence and rejection. With your addition, do you think he'll be received with more understanding now and seen exactly as we've been discussing in the context of his times, as the genius he was?
I think that let me just be clear for our listeners, it's although what we are talking about is a translation of Freud's complete psychological works, it's not only a translation. There's also an editorial apparatus that comes with the translations, by which I mean I write an introduction to each paper and I add footnotes in square brackets, so it's clear that it's me speaking rather than Freud. And in those footnotes, I explain things and clarify things and make cross-references and point out that this idea is followed up there and this idea evolves and changes later, you know, and so it does help the reader to get a clearer sense of it. Also, the original translation of Freud's works into English was done in parallel, much of it, you know, with Freud's writing in German. Many of his works were translated as they came out. But the original standard edition, in other words, the collected edition of all of his works, came out in the 1950s and 1960s. So there's been an enormous amount of scholarship and scientific research since then, which I've been able to draw upon. And also, I was able to speak a more modern sort of English. So, I mean, people might have forgotten, or I suppose many of our listeners are so young as to not forget it, but never knew it in the first place. Those days in the 50s, when you say, for example, today, it was a hyphenated word, to-day. And even the word psychoanalysis was hyphenated, psycho-analysis. So I think it's more accessible, more readable to the modern eye.
It was very readable. And I want to go back to the subject of our readers. You write about the masterly quality of Freud's prose, and your aim is to make it readable, which you do. Will this book come out in paperback to make it more affordable and more accessible? Obviously, it will come out in Kindle if it's not out already, but very few people are going to be able to afford the hard copy.
Yes, there are a couple of things that will happen that will make it more affordable and accessible. The first is, as you've just alluded to by reference to Kindle, there is an electronic edition, and that's coming out right now, so in parallel with the print edition. So the electronic edition obviously is cheaper than the print edition. It also doesn't take up a whole shelf, a whole bookcase. But in addition, there will be a paperback set that's in the pipeline. And furthermore, it will become possible to buy individual volumes.
Brilliant.
Currently, you can only buy the complete 24-volume set. So you have to, you know, lay out the full whack all in one go. But shortly, it'll be possible to buy it volume by volume. And so as budget allows, so you can buy it, slowly collect up the whole set.
And you'd want to get the final volume, which has all the footnotes in, presumably. So you'd want to get the last volume first and then build it up.
That volume is my pride and joy. It's it's the most sort of technical and scholarly volume. As you say, it has all sorts of footnotes. But it also has very interesting discussions of how I went about translating these terms, because there's no one-to-one mapping of one language onto another. You know, something's always lost in translation. So I try to convey to the readers what is lost, what the subtle differences are between the technical vocabulary in English and the technical terms that Freud used in German.
You've done an incredible job. Thank you so much for your time and all the very best.
Great pleasure, and thanks for your interest.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. I have to tell you that getting to look at these books was a really big deal. It's not just one book. This is a whole series of books. Vanessa went into the publisher's office, and they were kind enough to bring out all the books for her so she could actually look at them and touch them and smell them and feel them. And then they gave her the digital copies, which she read what she could of them. to prepare for this interview. So I know that a lot went into this interview on the part of the publisher and also on the part of Vanessa. I'm so grateful for your time, and I'm so glad you've delved into this. It's fascinating. FMR.